Yes, I think obviously because it's being promoted and released at this time, people are probably going to presume that it is a current event, which is quite reasonable. But it was in fact made in 79 at the time of the tour. And I think because perhaps of its success in Europe and in this country here, they feel that it would perhaps go down well in America. I think it's not really that problem. I think the problem is that they want to initially find a way to break me. And because this last album was the first one to be released in America since The Kick Inside, there's not really been any area for promotion, let alone, you know, the media comeback. So I think this is really, in many ways, the first attempt to make a genuine break there. And they feel that the live video is particularly right for the American market. They feel some of the songs are right, and the whole fact that it's a live presentation they feel will go down well. So I think that is very much why they're releasing it. Yes, I think MTV has certainly opened up a major area for breaking new artists. I mean, there's no doubt that you could tour the whole of America and perhaps not get as much attention as a major video being shown on MTV. And from what I've heard, it sounds like Duran Duran were mainly broken on the videos that were shown. And so, obviously, again, I think the company, seeing that I have a lot of videos already made and that I'm quite a visual artist, they feel that it's probably quite a straightforward way to do it with me. Well, that show was very much the representation of the first two albums and was basically putting visual interpretation to the songs, and I think there was only one or two songs left off. And really that's how I see the shows, as being when I've got enough material to then visually put together, that's what I like to do. And it's a shame really that I couldn't do a show this year to sort of visualise the last two albums, but it'll just have to be three albums next time.